Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We ask them now, okay, has it gotten better? And very few people say that it has. In fact, many say they feel it's gotten worse. And inflation is the reason that they say that. But what's also interesting is we ask them, okay, look back to the economy during the Trump years. Mm-hmm. How do you remember it? And the majority say they remember it as being good.
Because they forget about the pandemic.
Well, they seem to be skipping over the pandemic. And that's exactly what that tells you in their memory of this. But it also explains now when you ask them, okay, now let's look forward. They say, more say, they feel they'd be financially better off under Donald Trump. And that cuts directly to vote. And that is helping the former president.
Don't fall out of your chair, but that was a CBS poll where they were talking about swing state voters and how they are looking at the presidencies. We, like I said earlier in the show, we, in 2016, both parties had to go out and find themselves a nominee that was going to have to win their party over and then, of course, win the country over to become the president of the United States. Donald Trump was able to do that in 2016. Now we have the power of incumbency for both Donald Trump and Joe Biden going head to head. And if you look at these polls that are out there right now, this is a CNN poll with, do you see Biden's years in the White House is a success or failure? It's 2024, folks, and 55% of the people surveyed see Donald Trump's presidency, his years as a president, as a success, and 39% see Joe Biden's time in office as a success. And a huge majority of this comes from people and their economic position on how they feel about what is taking place economically, personally, in their lives at the gas pump, in their checking accounts. If you see wages going up, but costs are going up faster, how are you supposed to feel good about that? Let's talk to our friend Steve Moore about it, distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, also a Trump economic advisor. Steve, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Hey, Annie. Good to be with you. And by the way, the answer to your question is you can't really feel very good about this unless there's some people who are doing better, but the vast majority of people are doing the same or worse in terms of their financial situation. And Americans know it. And no matter how many times you try to spin it, you know, it's not going to change people's feeling of financial stress. So this is now, what was the number I saw you? You said it was what, 39%
considered the Biden administration's years a as a success and 55% for Trump, which to me is
that's
huge.
Amazing. That's an amazing number, actually, because, you know, there's so many people just, you know, don't like Trump. And I'm surprised they would, you know, you get a majority would say that he was a success. And, I believe he was. I think, I don't think the way he handled COVID was a huge success, but you know, the way he handled the economy was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me just put it like this. I'm working as a Trump economic advisor and, you know, meet with the president pretty regularly, that is President Trump. And we want this to be about the economy.
Yes.
We want a debate. If this is a debate about the economy, that Trump is going to win. There's no doubt in my mind. Now, if it's about abortion, if it's about January 6th, if it's a, you know, other issues that where Republicans might not have the advantage, then, you know, it's a it, but we want it focused on, you know, gas prices, mortgage payments, you know, utility bills, what's happening with your, you know, finance, your bank accounts, your credit cards. Then I think people realize that, hey, wait a minute, we just borrowed, you know, the country just borrowed $7 trillion. What did we get for it? Nothing.
Yeah, I want to beat you to it this week because I do read the Unleashed Prosperity Hotline, and I'm going to encourage people to do it. And I want to say it before you tell people to do it. But the number two story on here shows Biden's 40% energy tax. I keep hearing Joe Biden talk about how much people are doing better now, and it's clear that Americans through these polls don't feel that way. But energy is such a he's got his fingerprints all over it. So this is something he has been able to affect, and it has not panned out well for Americans. What can you tell us about Joe Biden's actions and how a Donald Trump presidency might flip that on the benefit for voters and taxpayers?
Yeah. So remember, Annie, what Biden's first act of president was?
Keystone Pipeline. Goodbye.
Yeah, the pipeline. He killed the pipeline. You know, so that was sending a message to, you know, the American people. I'm going to, you know, bankrupt the, and he even said for president, I'm going to try to bankrupt the coal industry. Well, gee, guess what? We have more oil than any other country in the world. We get 83% of our, energy from those sources. And so this idea that we're going to, and by the way, that's the reason that energy is 40% more expensive, because if you reduce the supply of something, guess what? Its price goes up. But here's something, I don't know, I think we had this in the hotline on Friday, not today, that the Biden administration put out this directive, I think it was by the EPA, saying that all freight and cargo transportation in the country has to be on a carbon neutral form of energy. And so think about this. Now, there's tens of billions of dollars of freight that crisscrosses all over the country every single day. We're a big country. And imagine you've got a 10 ton truck, you know, that you're carrying heavy equipment across the country. You're going to do that on an electric battery? Really? I mean, so they're saying, you know, the trucks have to use batteries, not diesel. They're saying the cars have to use, have to all be electric. What about the ships? A lot of the ships are carrying what are we going to do using? Are we going to use sailboats? I mean,
don't say that out loud, Steve. Don't put that out there.
And the rail, too. I mean, our rail service uses diesel, and that, you know, we have a very efficient rail cargo system, and the freight rail. And now there isn't even a battery that exists that will allow that to happen. So you're going to destroy the transportation system. And by the way, if you do that, what's that going to mean for the price of everything from groceries to gasoline? It's going to, you know, increase the price of everything. This is just a very, very dangerous idea. Now, he's not going to do it overnight, but he says, you know, the next 10 years, we're going to, you know, use none of these, so-called, greenhouse gas emitting fuels. That's not going to go well for the country.
Yeah, it isn't. And it hasn't been. And he's doubling down on it. Do you think
he is?
Howard Stern had a love fest with Joe Biden that Joe Biden was basically just physically present for, it seems. But he did manage to say that of course he would debate Donald Trump. And I think a lot of people probably went, oh my gosh, why do you say that out loud to Howard Stern? Does Donald Trump need a debate with Joe Biden to communicate to the American people the stark difference between the choice that they have on November? Is a debate necessary?
That's a good question. I think one of the things that went wrong in the 2020 campaign was, remember, everybody was thinking, oh, Trump is going to destroy the, you know, brain-addled, you know, Joe Biden. And, you know, he went out and debated him, and it was, you know, a terrible performance by Trump. You know, it's just terrible. And I think it's one of the reasons he lost, because Biden was able to stand at the podium for an hour and a half and at least not embarrass himself. And Trump was rude, and, you know, that kind of, it was the bad Trump.
Yeah.
And so, but on the other hand, his last debate he had with Hillary, he's creamed Hillary, and that's why he, you know, won that election. So does he need to have the debate? with Biden? No. But I'll tell you this, we want to see, you know, I think the whole country wants to see it. And I think those of us who support Trump want to see it, because Trump can, you know, can put out all the ideas. I'm for border security. I'm for producing American energy. I'm for fighting crime. I'm for, you know, deregulating the economy. I'm for cutting our taxes. Blah, blah, blah. I think the contrast is so sharp between these two candidates that the American people need to see that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it would be a disaster for Joe Biden to show up. But if he wants to be the president, he needs to show up and show the American people that he can.
Do you think he will?
Here's what I think is going to happen. Yes, I think he will agree to a debate. I think it'll be a week before Election Day, where it won't matter for the majority of Democrat voters, because they'll probably have voted by then. And he'll set the terms, and it'll be with people who are super sympathetic to the Democrat cause. So I think he'll do it. But everything that they can put their finger on the scale for him will be done. And it'll be so close to the election that it won't matter.
Well,
you raise a
good caution, though. I mean, I've been watching these presidential debates for, you know, 35 years. And have you noticed that the moderators are almost all they're pro-Democrat?
Oh,
you know?
For sure. Yeah.
You know, remember the debate between Obama and Romney. And I'm not a big Romney fan, but, you know, Candy Crowley, she kept rescuing Obama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She wasn't neutral. She was
Donna,
you know.
Brazil gave Hillary Clinton the questions. I mean, it was it's even worse than that. One last question. One last question before we let you go is you talked about Donald Trump's performance in that one where he was really hostile and angry. And you said the words bad Trump. But I have talked to a lot of people who know Donald Trump personally, and they talk about how personally attentive he is when people are speaking to him, charming and kind, and it is what I would qualify as the good Trump. I just want to know from, like, what is the Donald Trump that you want people to know about and see, since you do know him in a personal sense?
Well, this is a really great point. And, I know the good Trump, and I think most Americans, you know, even a lot of people who support him don't know what a good man this is. I mean, he is a good man, and he's a great man, and I think you used the word kind, and that may surprise people, but he is very kind. You know, I mean, when I was under pressure and I was being attacked, you know, he came to my rescue all the time. He called me when I was feeling down about it, you know, and I noticed when I was at the Super Bowl party that he had at Mar-a-Lago. And I just watched him, just observed him through that whole 2.5 hour, you know, dinner. And he goes up to people and he's a little, and I don't think this the wrong way, but he reminds me a lot of Bill Clinton. I mean, Bill Clinton's one of the most personable, you know, politicians I've ever met, you know, and Trump has that quality of just making you feel special when you're around him. And, hey, Steve, is that hamburger okay? You know, like the president's asking me if my hamburger is okay. But he does that with everyone. And now, if you try to double cross him, he's going to come in, you know, but if you're loyal to him, he'll be loyal to you. And I've just seen it so many times when at the rallies, he'll come up to the person in the wheelchair and spend time with the, you know, least among us. So you're right. I'm so glad you said that. This is a man who cares about the country and cares about American people.
Yeah. I think it's so much.
He loves people.
More important to understand what people are like in the quieter places or the less populated places. And when you flip that script on some of the other people who are, I guess, representing us in government, the stories aren't as savory as that one. So I wanted to give you the opportunity.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one last story, and then I know we got a break. But, you know, I remember, you know, when I fly with him, you know, sometimes on this campaign trail, nobody can keep up with this guy. By the way, he's a freak of nature. His energy level is, you know, I'd do 1 or 2 days with him, I'd be totally exhausted. But, you know, it's so funny when we get on the plane, you know, it was always the same. It was McDonald's, Big Macs for lunch and Domino's pizza for dinner. He's
That's
a man
fantastic.
Of the people.
Yeah. Yes. People do understand that. We appreciate you.
And by
you.
The way, he does not drink. He does not. Did you know that?
Yes. I think that's been an amazing part of his story with us. Steve Moore, thank you for being with us. We appreciate
you.
We'll talk to you again next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Distinguished Fellow in Economics at the Heritage Foundation and Trump Economic Advisor. Talking about Donald Trump. And I do really think that this is something. I wish that there was a way to hone in on that part of Donald Trump, like real stories of Donald Trump, like real stories of Donald Trump, because Brad, as you've been working with this show and gotten to talk to some of the people who I've gotten to talk to who know him personally, who work with him, that they have story after story after story. And it's not kindness from Trump to the person we're talking to.
Right.
It's exactly like what Steve Moore just said. It's when he's around people in a room. I'm not talking about at a rally where cameras are on him. It's when cameras are off of him. He has kindness and generosity. And like, is that the real Trump? Or is the fighting against Joe Biden in that one debate the real Trump? They're probably both part of the same man, but it's not like there's only one angle to that
story. I was going to say, I think they're both the real Trump, but they're the real Trump in the different situations. And what you see is you see a genuine individual whenever he's meeting with people in person. And then whenever he has to be a showman or a fighter, he becomes that person for the rallies. He becomes that person for debates. He becomes what he needs to be in those situations. Like you said, it's a multifaceted personality, and we're all like that. We all have different ways we act in different situations that is appropriate for the situation.
Yeah. I just think it's funny how even Steve Moore was like kind of not stuck on, but I mentioned the word that Donald Trump is kind. This is not the picture that is painted about that man at all. In fact, it's almost hard to believe that he would be that way if you only lent yourself to the talking points that are out there from the left. I mean, there are Democrat politicians who I know personally and then also who I've heard about who are incredibly kind, generous people. I disagree with their policies, but that doesn't make them bad people.
Right.
It is the campaign talking point that first and foremost, you need to understand that Donald Trump is a terrible man. And I don't believe that to be true.
I don't think that's true either. I think that man has a very, I don't know, drive for justice. Now, what is justice might be calibrated different for him. But I think that he wants to see just things done, which is why you see him go after people the way he goes after people. Or you see him take care of people when he takes care of people. He'll look at a situation and say, this is unjust. I need to make this just.
If you took away for the next, I have it on my phone here. I need to look it up. As we march towards the election 190 days from today, if you took away all the orange mad bad points, people weren't allowed to discuss the election in any way, shape or form where it's like just orange man bad, just like a blind, passionate hatred for this man. And on the Biden side, you took away the Hunter stuff. And I'm talking, you know, like the connection between Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the business around the world, that does affect the American people. But let's just say you took away the Hunter crack jokes and the laptop stories, and you took away the teasing about Joe Biden as an old man eating ice cream all the time. And you moved all of that stuff off the table. The choice is so incredibly clear.
And when it's just the scoreboard?
Just the scoreboard.
Oh, yeah. It's so incredibly clear.
I wish we could do that. I don't think I have the power or authority to do that. All right, let's take a quick break. If you missed it, we spoke with Will Scharf. Great conversation with him in the first hour of the show. That'll be up on the Annie Fry Show podcast for you to listen to. If you missed it, you can also watch it on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come say hi to us. Ryan Wiggins is going to get back in studio with us, and we'll get to some more stories of the weekend, of the day. And we're watching. Oh, they're doing it right now on Fox. On one TV in here, we have the Drew Barrymore show because we haven't found the remote for this TV. We don't know how to turn it off.
Yeah.
Is it channel 4?
Make it stop. Yeah, I don't know what that
is. Every day, I look up over to my right to look at Fox News, and there is Drew Barrymore, and Drew Barrymore is sitting within 2 centimeters of somebody else's nose. And today it's Kamala Harris, and I thought, that's it. That is the pinnacle of the worst possible thing you could make me watch. Tie me up in a chair, put me in front of that. I'll tell you everything you need to know about anything to get out of that situation. And now Fox News is covering Kamala Harris on Drew Barrymore. What a nexus. We'll be right back. Will somebody
let me see the light? You're listening to The Annie Fry Show on St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie. Without the peace, facing a bit of the truth, the truth. That's the price you pay. Leave behind your heart and cast away. Just another product of today. Rather be the hunter than the prey. And you're standing on the edge, face up, cause you're a
The Diamond Shop has a great opportunity for you to save since it's still April, but it's April 29th. So hurry, it's lunchtime right now, or maybe you just need to take a long lunch and go to Clayton and shop their 40% off all color stone jewelry right now, 30% off all in-stock jewelry. Excuse me, I had to clear my throat. If you become a VIP online at The Diamond Shop, you go to thediamondshop.net, scroll to the very bottom, type in your information real quick, become a VIP, boom, 10% off with an extra VIP special on top of the other discounts that they have right now. The selection at The Diamond Shop is stunning. Anytime I see my husband and he's got that little red bag, I'm so excited. I have purchased my own little things in the little red bag, the iconic little red bag from The Diamond Shop. And when you are looking for something for someone for Mother's Day, get in there right now and save on something beautiful in every price point that you're looking for. If you want something under $100, or if you are like, this is going to be the Mother's Day, the mother of all Mother's Day, some might say, The Diamond Shop can help you out. Tell them Annie sent you and get shopping today. Become a VIP online at thediamondshop.net.
Mark Cox here. Join me, Annie Fry, and Mark Reardon, along with Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw of the Retirement Advisory Group for the next Protecting Your Retirement educational event. It's Thursday, May 16th at the Frontenac Hilton at 6:30. Seating is limited, so go online to retirementkey.com. Here's Thomas with more.
Are you close to retirement or already retired and wondering what to do with your life savings? Are you concerned about more market volatility the closer we get to the election? Would you like to know how linking to the market is smarter and safer than owning the market? Did you also know if you're 59 and a half or older, you can roll over your company retirement plan tax-free to protect your nest egg from any losses and provide more income than your current plan? You'll get all the answers and more. If you're 59 and a half or older, you can't afford to miss this event.
Protect that retirement nest egg. Join the official financial advisors of my show, Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw, Thursday, May 16th at the Frontenac Hilton at 6:30. Go online at retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com.
You're listening to the Annie Fry Show live from the Air Comfort Service Heating, Cooling, and Insulation Studio. 9 out of 10 homes are under-insulated. Is yours? Did you know that there's an R value associated with insulation? To find out your R value or for free insulation estimate, visit aircomfortservice.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-652-5241 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-652-5241. That's 800-652-5241. What do you have to lose? Call 800-652-5241. Again, 800-652-5241.
What's that I smell? Can I search your car? You know where this is going. What's in that cigar? I know my rights and you do too. I want to talk to my lawyer, not you.
This is Mike Carter, founder of DidYouBlow.com and DWISTL.com. DWIs are complicated matters, and at DWISTL.com, we have 10 attorneys and paralegals working on every DWI matter.
I want my phone call.com.
So put DWISTL.com or DidYouBlow.com in your phone's contacts right now at 314-895-4040.
I just text 895-4040.
Again, go to DWISTL.com or DidYouBlow.com.
Guys, you know summer is just around the corner. Get yourself in shape now. Let my friends at Victory Men's Health help you. Mark Cox here. You know, Victory is offering semaglutide, approved by the FDA for overweight adults. It's a game changer. On average, people are losing up to 15% of their body weight. Be sure and visit my friends at Victory Men's Health in Winghaven, their newest location in Sunset Hills. They're also in Town and Country and in O'Fallon, Illinois. Go online today. Tell them you heard Mark Cox talking about it. VictoryMen'sHealth.com.
Just a reminder, to have your air conditioner checked for the summer so you don't have a mishap and it goes down on the hottest day of the year, but it's always best to have it done. Call us and we'll be more than happy to come out there and check it for you. And like always, if you're having your furnace checked by another company and you are told that this is the year you need to replace it, call me for a second opinion. The 0% interest is still available on most brands. Save your cash and keep your credit cards open and away from those high rates. Call me. You'll be glad you did. Bart Inman, one easy number in Missouri and Illinois. The easiest. It is 314-293-2600. Or on the website, BartInman.com. Now that's Bart with a B, Inman with an I.com. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jim Brennan with McKelvey Homes. Come see our waterfront in Wild Horse Village in the new downtown Chesterfield. You have to see it to believe it, and then you will understand why it is the fastest selling luxury community in all of St. Louis. Our unique modern designs are like nothing St. Louis has seen. Only a handful of home sites remain. Experience the ultimate lifestyle at the waterfront. Visit McKelveyHomes.com today. Hurry before you miss this opportunity.
St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
The Mark Reardon Show.
Monday afternoon, as the anti-Semitic protests spread across college campuses, is the Biden administration finally waking up a bit?
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on 97.1 FM Talk.
What love, what love?
This is the Annie Fry Show. The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
So hard as a mom to listen to music of today and try not to be like, kids, how about just VeggieTales?
Oh, I hear you. And then we just do listen to VeggieTales.
I listened to that song, Enrique Iglesias. That wasn't the Anna Kournikova video, I don't think.
Now you're way past me.
This is shocking.
I am a huge tennis fan.
No, you're not.
But I don't. That's why I'm not a huge Anna Kournikova fan, because I feel like she was just there because she looked good.
Did you know why in poker ace king never wins? Are they why? No, I just blew the joke. In poker they call the ace king hand the Anna Kournikova because it looks good but never wins. Sorry, and just kind of stuck landing there.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was gonna say.
I think she's beautiful.
I also do.
And I like poker.
I wonder what has happened to her. She was really big in about 2004.
She wasn't big. She was really fit.
She was really large.
Popular. She was
Well,
huge.
Maybe that wasn't the right synonym I was looking for either.
You know, let's talk about big women. Go on, Ryan. You can take it from here.
I mean, anything Ryan, above Anna Kournikova.
I can't even allow you to take this where your mind will take it, because I will have to apologize to all sorts of people. I do want to, Brad, you are the one who I always go to on this conversation because you have a strong, distinct person. That's just given. I was talking with my oldest daughter, and I don't remember what we were discussing about, but we were talking about size. My daughter is strong, and mm-hmm. she's very fit. She's very athletic.
Yeah.
She plays all the sports all year round. She's 11. She is built in a way. You know, some people are never going to be a size 0. Some people are never going to be a size 30, which would be on the other side of that spectrum. She does not have the burden on her that if you grew up in the 90s, like I did, you were men. So I don't know. I don't want to presume that there are no self insecurities that come with size and all that stuff. Brad, you can take it from here in just a second. But girls have to face something differently. And a lot of it is internal as well. But like, if you looked at what was thin and what was like average and normal in the 90s mm-hmm. and what was considered fat in the 90s, and you compare it to like the what they call the body positive movement right now for young girls. My daughter actually casually said, and I didn't even know how to respond to it. And I usually have something in the can ready to go. She's like, yeah, now everybody thinks it's cool to be fat. She said that.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know how, I'm so, you know, like a beat dog in the corner. That's really the internal version of me from having grown up in a time where it was like, if your bones weren't protruding from your low rise pants, you should stop eating until they do.
Yeah, it was like the Kate Moss era.
Kate Moss was the first person that came to my mind.
Super low rise jeans. Yes, of course we had, you know, people had their belly button out and pierced belly buttons and the tattoo on the, I don't know, it's called tramp stamp. I don't know what else to call it.
Tattoo on the...
Above the butt.
Above the butt, yeah.
What is the other way to call it other than the
stamp? I just call it a lower back tramp stamp.
Yeah. But I mean, this is what we grew up with. It is so unrealistic because the goals that were set out there for girls were incredibly unattainable. And I have since learned that on the whole, men are not the ones requiring women to look like that.
Nope.
And in fact, in a lot of cases, men don't even prefer that women look like that. I don't like that in the pendulum swing from the 90s, early 2000s, you can't ever possibly be thin enough. to where we are right now that it's like being fat is in. And the idea that we should be striving to be healthy and the understanding, the true God's honest understanding that healthy looks different on different people mm-hmm. should be the goal. And that if my daughter is wearing a size 8 or a size 10 or a size 12 prom dress one day, and she is, like her mother was, a four-sport athlete while she was doing that, that there is nothing wrong with that. And I shouldn't have spent all of that time thinking that I was so incredibly fat when I was actually really fit and would love to be that fat again. I would. And every woman listening to me knows what it's like to think back on what they look like when they're in high school or in college and go, I wish I was as thin as I was back then when I thought I was that fat. Every woman has an understanding of that body dysmorphia that happens when you're young because we were raised in a time to just think you would never be good enough. But how do we get to the place where we are right now where it's in to be fat?
That's what drives me crazy about the pendulum swings that always happen is that you know where they're headed. Even when they start to swing a little bit away, you're like,
no, stop right there. Stop. Yeah,
right there. Oh, you found it.
Yeah, you're going to keep going right on by.
Because I think that the same has happened while that pendulum has swung for girls. The same has happened for guys, but different, not with weight, but with blame, where guys took no blame for that back when that was a thing. And guys, we're probably over-pressuring. If it wasn't like individual men.
I hate standing up for you and men in this instance, but it was women doing it to women.
That's fine. But it also could have been
the only
commercials.
The only men that were responsible for it are the ones who were perpetuating it in like the Hollywood magazines,
sure.
That type, whatever. But girls were doing that to themselves and to each other.
And yeah, and now the pendulum has swung to men should feel ashamed for ever even thinking thoughts about anything in that zone, like the attractiveness of women. And it's like, come on, the pendulum has swung too far the other way.
Scooter says, we're not saying obesity is healthy, right? Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it's not about your physical health. The only thing that matters is your mental health. And we now live in a culture that says, as long as you feel good about it, you should do it. Terrible advice, like the worst advice that you could possibly
get. I mean, I had three heart attacks because I was like, as long as I feel good about myself mentally. Now, I actually wasn't pressured by that.
You didn't buy in.
No, but I kind of talked myself into it, which is like, it doesn't really matter. I want chicken strips and I want nachos and I'm going to have them both at the same time. I'm going to have chicken strips on my nachos. I'm going to eat them all. And I got up to 330 pounds by eating like a horrible individual. And it ended up causing cholesterol problems, and I ended up having a heart attack, and that led to another heart attack, and that led to another heart attack. It's something that I'm going to have to carry with me for the rest of my life. Now, I'm doing everything that I can to keep myself in good shape, but this idea that your health, like, it's not about how you actually are healthy, it's about how you feel, is terrible advice. You know, and I think that's kind of where we went off the rails. I think that's where we lost it. We weren't really all that concerned with people's feelings whenever we were in high school, I don't think.
No, nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
This whole like Gen X attitude bleeds into the millennials up until the internet becomes like mm-hmm. Because there are millennials who were in junior high school, college when the internet hit. And there are millennials who don't know life without the internet. Mm-hmm. Huge difference. And those later in life millennials for the internet are with the Gen Xers where we grew up and it was like tough sugar.
Yeah.
About everything. Nobody's out there worrying about you or your mental health right. or anything like that.
Yeah. And so I think what ended up happening is we made that shift to where feelings became really important. And then we got afraid of hurting somebody's feelings, even if our motivations for telling somebody something that was an uncomfortable truth was pure and we were worried about them. That it's like, yeah, but I hurt their feelings and now I can't tell them that because that is mean. I was like, well, no, you can't weigh 600 pounds and think that you're healthy. You can't do that. You actually have to take care of yourself. You have to look at what you eat. And I'm not saying you got to be model fit.
Healthy looks different for different people.
So much differently.
That is different than what we grew up with. But that is also different than the fat trend
right
that exists right now.
And I think that the existed fat trend is driven by the feelings of people instead of being driven by, like, I think that real waif thin thing was driven by the modeling industry and stuff like that. So you had like your Kate Mosses and the popular people, and that all the clothing designers wanted those people wearing their clothes.
There was so much, yeah, but nobody, like, they, there was such a smaller amount of ways for people to consume what, air quotes, people looked like.
Mm-hmm.
I remember buying magazines and reading magazines. I would buy magazines all the time. I would subscribe to magazines. I would get monthly magazines about various things. Do people still do that?
I mean,
there's got to be a generational cutoff for that as well. Like, I enjoy flipping through a magazine. I don't need to do that, though, because anything that I would want to read in there or see in there, I can see on my phone instantly, and I really don't have to pay for it. But at the same time, if you are now somebody who's inundated on your social media feeds, your Insta feed, on TikTok or whatever, with all sorts of different looking people, when you're exposed to different looking people, it's harder for the fashion industry or for Hollywood or whatever it might be to say, this is what you're supposed to look like. They just can't get away with it. So the exposure to a broader amount of people makes it more difficult for a fashion industry to control mentally how people think. But I still think the idea that fat is in, and like Scooter asked that question, then he followed up. He's like, oh, this is news to me. I didn't know that kids were being pressured to be fat. I mean, like, if you want to take that kind of very narrow look at what I'm saying, okay, go ahead and do your research. The idea that fat is okay is different than saying, listen, if you're a healthy, active person and you're a size 14 or a size 16, don't think that you're a worthless individual. Because in 1998, if you were wearing a double-digit size, you were not looking at yourself like you were made to think that you are not a worthwhile person or that you are less than. The idea that anybody's value or worth is connected directly to the size jeans they wear or how tall they are or, you know, some sort of part of their being, that if you were to put on a few pounds that you would be less worth, less valuable as a person. That's the message that needs to be put across to people, that even if you are morbidly obese and you do need to lose weight, that you are no less valuable as a human. But that is not the same conversation as in order for us to enjoy the value and the wonderful person that you are, you might need to become more healthy so that we can enjoy our time together, same as you would for somebody who's starving themselves and not eating appropriately so that they can stay at a lower weight. That, you know what, if you weren't this thin and you were a healthier weight, meaning you'd put on some pounds, you're not less valuable as a human while you're not eating what you're supposed to be eating. But I would like for you to be your healthiest version of you because I enjoy who you are and I value you as a person. That's not the message, because on both ends of the spectrum, everybody's selling us stuff. The idea that they're selling you that however you feel inside is okay and whatever that looks like to you is okay. These people know that you're never going to reconcile inside of you that you are okay. That you're always going to need one more thing to just fill in the hole for a minute, for an hour, for a day to feel better about yourself. And they're going to sell you that thing. Yeah, we could talk more about it when we come back, because I think you guys have more to say, and I want to read some of your comments as well. Quick break. When we come back, more Annie Fry Show. We'll talk about this on the other side of this break. Enrique Iglesias, take it away. We'll be right back.
This is the
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Please excuse me if I'm misbehaving. Oh, I'm trying to keep my hands off, but you're begging me for more.
Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Window World Online.
Oh, I'm trying to keep my hands off, but you're begging me for more.
Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie.
Let's try that again. Was that your computer, Ryan? Maybe?
Yes,
it was.
Brad.
Yes, it was. I had all those pots down.
That's why we need to not do that way.
Yes.
All right. Windowworld.com. I'm going to get back to the business of the show here. Windowworld.com, the windows that are simply the best for less, they are there to make sure that your window replacement process is smooth as butter. And when you go to Window World, you are going to be able to enjoy a window that they're going, when they talk to you about selling it to you, they're very upfront. I think a lot of people are putting off the idea of getting those windows replaced because you feel like there's this whole song and dance that you're going to have to go through. Window World says, forget about that. Toss it out the window, you might say. And they're going to give you the price of the window straight up. You're going to know going into the process. They'll come out to your home. They'll do their presentation for you. It's going to take like 45 minutes. And they're not going to do that high-pressure, gross kind of sell that you're going to get from other window places because they are, A, confident about the quality of their windows, B, very confident about the price of their windows, and C, they have all of the accolades, the acknowledgments, and the reviews to prove that these are the people who are going to basically end up having references from the people that they have as customers. That's going to perpetuate their business as well. Take my word for it, or you can go online and you can search the reviews for Window World and sign up for the windows that are simply the best for less. 314-993-1800, 314-993-1800, online at windowworld.com.
Mike Carter here. Too often we lose sight of how fortunate we are to live in Missouri. When I travel out of state on business, people say, Mike Carter, what's so special about Missouri? Well, let's start with the mighty Mississippi and Missouri rivers traversing the state. They were the superhighways of the day used by French fur trappers and traders. Later, American settlers like Daniel Boone and waves of pioneers drove their teams and wagons along the Boone's Lick Trail he blazed. Carter Law Offices right now, founded by me, Mike Carter, started and is on Boone's Lick Trail near where those intrepid settlers crossed the Missouri to harness the land. Rich soils and generations of farm families like my own grandparents made Missouri the breadbasket of America. Drive a few minutes outside our cities and towns and you'll find yourself passing miles and miles of undulating wheat and corn, farms and ranches that feed our nation. I'm Mike Carter, and I'm proud to live and work in the Show Me State, a place God blessed just a little bit more. Go to MikeCarter.com to see more about our great state of Missouri.
Wait a second. Think twice before signing that petition. That innocent petition is not a replacement for Roe versus Wade. We're talking late term and partial birth long after the baby can feel pain. But that's not all. Signing that petition obliterates parental rights. Worse, it strips away malpractice protections for prenatal care, childbirth, miscarriage care, and all other reproductive health care. So if you or your loved one is hurt while accessing reproductive care, you forfeit your rights to sue. So think twice before signing that petition and support our work at Coalition Life. Coalition Life is on a mission. We're dedicated to helping women faced with untimely pregnancies, providing them with compassionate alternatives that empower them with choices that protect and uphold their rights. Visit coalitionlife.com to learn more because every life deserves a chance. Paid for by Coalition Life.
More good news for Frederick Roofing, voted best roofing company by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
314-645-2000.
At NeoVitan, we are all about supporting your nutrition, and that's why we are excited about our new NeoVitan Omega-3 supplement. NeoVitan Omega-3 is formulated with 1,200 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids to help support healthy hearts. Our high-quality omega-3 fish oils are sourced from wild-caught fish and tested for heavy metals. With our convenient monthly subscription, you can get NeoVitan Omega-3 delivered right to your door every month with no long-term obligations. Support your daily nutrition and sign up for a NeoVitan Omega-3 subscription at NeoVitan.com today.
Today's Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll has to do with Donald Trump's vice president. Do you know, or do you think you know, who Donald Trump's VP pick will be? Yes or no, let us know. And then, of course, we'd like to know who you think it'll be. Let us know in the YouTube live chat poll. 150 right now. This time check is sponsored by Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning.
It's time for a $98 AC tune-up.
JerryKelly.com
97.1 FM Talk. You're here because everybody needs an oasis. St. Louis is home for conservative talk. 97.1 FM Talk. This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Having a little conversation about basically social pressures for weight and the differences if you are an earlier millennial to right now. So we're going to continue on with that conversation. I'm going to read a few comments here in a second. But first, we got some business to attend to.
Yes, we do. It is time if you want to win free tickets to the Cardinals game. It is Cardinals versus White Sox. And I'll get that date for you in a second. But
May 8th.
May 8th is when the game is. So if you want to win, though, you call right now. Here's the phone number, 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Be the 12th caller.
That's it.
That's it. There you go. Be the 12th caller.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, May 8th. Do you guys have anything else you wanted to say about that? I mean, the idea that there are people like telling kids like gain weight, eat more food, be fat. That's not the way it is, but that's not the way it ever was. Nobody was ever saying out loud, you need to be skinnier. You're fat the way you are. A lot of people saying that to themselves. You can't deny the pressures that are out there right now.
It's the underlying philosophy. And we've all said it, Brad. I think you just said it. In fact, that, you know, live your truth. Blech. Whatever makes you happy will make you happy. And the opposite is true. Whatever makes you happy doesn't make you happy. Like live whatever. Getting your way 100% of the time is essentially what they're saying. If you only could get your way 100% of the time and you had zero criticism along the way, you'd finally be happy. And it just isn't true. But it is the philosophy that drives so many of these things, including that one.
I also can't not consider the fact that there's a pill or a procedure or a garment or something that whatever you want to be, they can like sell to you the thing that you need to make you the way you feel that you should be, and that they can influence those things. I really believe that the fat is in movement really came after we got locked up in our houses. And for COVID, people were way less active, moved way less. Everybody gained weight. Like, you want to talk about the COVID-19? It was pounds. And I think that has a lot to do with the surge of athleisure as a trend, like nice looking athleisure clothes. Everybody was wearing athleisure in their houses because they didn't have to go anywhere and realizing, oh my gosh, these sweatpants that I've had for 40 years, while very comfortable, I probably could invest in something that was nicer than this. And then when you get used to your comfy pants and you put on your jeans again, if you start to go back into the real world post-COVID lockdown and the jeans don't fit, then it's like, I need new athleisure. Where do I go to invest in it? I just look at trends and I see how people are encouraged to purchase things, and just think they're always trying to sell us something. And if they make us fat, then they can sell us to be skinny again. If they sell us to be skinny again and we all drop our COVID-19 weight, then we can be sold on the pleasures of life to feel good about yourself, to eat this thing or that much of a thing, or to drink all of whatever. There's always something to sell. And I think they've been pretty good at it. It's sad. It just, I've always had it in my mind that I didn't want my daughters to know the same angst that I had growing up about trying to manage weight. I'm 5'8", and I was very athletic throughout my entire high school career. And I always, at my fittest, in the middle of basketball season, when I would play all four quarters and I was very physically fit, I still weighed like 15 or 20 pounds more than the height weight chart told me I was supposed to weigh. And I was very strong. I understood that eventually, but I didn't appreciate it like I wish I would have when I was that age. And I know my daughter's going to have the same build that I am, and I don't want her to go through what I went through, but I also have to be very cautious to not impose upon her the worries that I had when I talked to her about it and realized, oh, she's saying fat is in.
Yeah, because you could be saying one thing and society's saying another.
Yeah.
And which voice is winning? Because that's not like moral stuff. It's more cultural.
Yes. It's tough. It's very tough. Vote in the YouTube live chat poll. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Do you think you know Donald Trump's VP pick? If you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can vote yes or no, but we definitely want to hear who you think it might be. Greg says yes, he does, and he thinks it's Tulsi Gabbard. Woo! What do you think? Annie Fry YouTube channel, we'll discuss when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.